How good is your NBA trivia? This episode is all about nicknames. 30 questions in total, players from the 1950s through to the 1990s. Only one question went unanswered. Test your knowledge and see how you match up.
Then you are in Australia right now.
You're talking NBA basketball. You're talking great teams. You're talking great individual players.
Takes it off and there's number 23. And of course, Johnny goes nuts.
We're all getting goosebumps thinking about it now.
I just tried to go out there and play my game.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Adam. I don't like anybody. I'm not a people person.
Strand, you made the pass. Yes. Christian, can you catch the ball? Yes.
All the stars were aligned and all the muscles fired at the right time. And I was able to get off the ground and throw one down.
I was saving that as a surprise for you.
And now, introducing your host for In All Airness, Adam Ryan.
Welcome to episode 124. Thanks for joining me. Today, our first foray into NBA trivia. This is an edit of my Twitter Spaces recording from late August 2021. We initially had four participants in alphabetical order: Aiden, David, Joel, and Richo. A fifth entrant, Matt, joined approximately halfway through. The competition was tough. Two competitors, Richo and David, were particularly ruthless. However, everyone answered at least one question correctly. Due to the nature of Twitter Spaces, the audio quality is variable. If you want to hear more trivia episodes, or even take part in a future one, please reach out and let me know. I'd be more than happy to set up my own higher quality recordings. Show notes for this episode and access to a huge archive of past episodes are available at inallairness.com. Now, onto the show. So I've got Aiden, David, Joel, and Richo. Thanks for joining, guys. It's NBA player nicknames from basically the inception of the NBA through 1998. Ooh. This first gentleman, I won't narrow down an era or anything yet. His nickname is Hot Rod.
Richo. John Williams.
Take John Williams, yes. I'll also accept one other if somebody wanted to chime in.
Aiden. Dennis Rodman.
Probably could give that. There's one other guy I'm thinking of particularly who was probably the greatest player to never be an NBA All-Star.
Richo. Rod Strickland.
Yeah, well done, Rod Strickland. That was the one I was thinking of. But yeah, John Hot Rod Williams and Hot Rod Rod Strickland. Technically, I probably would give Dennis Rodman a Hot Rod, I guess. He's probably been called that numerous times, I'm sure. Some of them are going to be more obvious than others. This guy's nickname is Deke.
Joel.
Isaiah Thomas. Zeke.
Correct it if you want. Yeah, Zeke is Isaiah Thomas. Who's Deke?
I'll pass.
Okay. Deke. D-E-K-E. He's a big man, 7'2".
Richo. I'm guessing, but Dikembe Mutombo?
You're right, Dikembe Mutombo. Deke, or he's more widely known as Mount Mutombo. Good job. This guy has about 20 nicknames, legitimately.
Richo. Charles Barkley.
Correct. Well done. What's your favourite?
Obviously, round mound and rebound. I was reading something the other day about the Olympic team that he was trying out for in 1984, and him and Bobby Knight that were clashing so much. Yeah, he had all sorts of nicknames, but yeah.
Per Basketball Reference, the Chuck Wagon, the Prince of Pizza, the Incredible Bulk, Bread Truck is my favourite, Boy Gorge, Wide Load from Leeds, and the Good Time Blimp, just to name a few. Next player. His nickname is Chairman of the Boards. Another big man, Hall of Famer, 13-time All-Star.
Richo. Moses Malone?
Yes, it is. Well done, mate. You're going well with these. Moses Malone. Other nicknames included Big Mo and one I've never heard called Octo Bull. I've never heard that one before. Moving along, this player was mostly known for his work in the 1970s, but also played through the mid-1980s. He played in the ABA and NBA, and he's an all-time great Hall of Famer. His nickname is Horse.
Oh, David.
David.
Dan Issel.
Good job, mate. It is Dan Issel indeed.
Dan Issel, who'd later go on to coach the Denver Nuggets in that incredible upset of Seattle in 1994. Next question. We've got another Hall of Famer, all-time great, numerous nicknames, one of which I hadn't actually heard, to be honest, but it makes sense when you say it. His nickname is The Record Book. These are all per basketball reference. He's got two much more widely known nicknames, but I'll start with The Record Book.
Joel.
Kareem?
Not Kareem. You're on the right track.
David.
Oh, I think Aiden might have just snuck in.
I was just going to say maybe Chamberlain.
Yeah, you're right, mate. Yeah. Wilt Chamberlain. You just edged out David by a split second. Per basketball reference, he's also Wilt the Stilt, the Big Dipper, the Load, which I hadn't heard, and Big Musty. Let's move along. Another Hall of Famer, six-time All-Star. He played in the 1970s and right through to the 1990s. His nickname is The Teacher.
David, I'll take a stab. Is it Alex English?
It's not Alex English. Good try, though. Similar sort of era.
Richo. Adrian Dantley?
Well done, mate. Jeez, you're on fire. It is Adrian Dantley, who's also probably better known as AD. Impressed with the range of knowledge here over the four of you guys. Next person up. He's got multiple nicknames as well. This one, Demolition Man.
Richo. Dennis Rodman.
You're quick off the mark, mate. Well done. It is Dennis Rodman indeed. Anybody else want to chime in on a couple other nicknames he's got?
David? The Worm.
Yep.
That's his most widely recognised name, I feel.
Yep, The Worm. Dennis the Menace. This is another Hall of Famer. His nickname is Dobber. Big man, again, another almost seven-footer. Played primarily in the 70s into the 80s.
Joel. Dolph Shays?
Not Dolph Shays, mate. Dobber, D-O-B-B-E-R. He played with teams including the Pistons and the Milwaukee Bucks. Eight-time All-Star. He was an all-rookie selection in 1971. All-Star Game MVP. His initials are B-L.
Hi, David.
David.
Bob Lanier.
Well done, mate. Bob Lanier. Yeah, his nickname's Dobber. Also says Moses and Bobadob.
It's a good question. These are tough. I like it.
They are tough. Yeah.
Let's go on to the next gentleman. He's a Hall of Famer again. This time he's an 11-time All-Star. He has three nicknames per basketball reference. His most famous one, the A-Train. He's also known for a big sweeping afro.
Richo. Artis Gilmore.
Good job, mate. Well done. Later on in his career, he was known as Rigor Artis, which is a bit harsh. And another nickname was Late Sleeper. Artis Gilmore. 7'2", 7'4" with his afro. Next player, known by one nickname. He's a two-time All-Star. Primarily played with the Portland Trailblazers in the 1980s and into the 90s. His nickname is Duck.
Richo
got there.
Kevin Duckworth.
Probably one of the easier ones thus far, but yeah, well done. Kevin Duckworth, rest in peace, passed away at just age 44 in 2008. Next player along, this gentleman is also a Hall of Famer. He's an eight-time All-Star. He made the All-NBA team three times, played in the 1970s into the early 1990s. One of the best scorers of all time throughout the whole 1980s. His nickname is The Blade. His initials are A-E.
Hi, David.
David.
Well, that's Alex English.
Well done, mate.
Did he have any other names, Adam?
Alex English is also known as Flick, F-L-I-C-K, apparently. Let's go to our next one. This guy's not a Hall of Famer, but he is a very well-known player, particularly for his exploits throughout the 1970s. With the Chicago Bulls, Stormin Norman. His initials are NVL.
Richo. No, I'm having a step. Not Normo Vanderbilt. No, I think I'm making that up.
Can't give it to you, though. You got the first name right, Norm. Three names, NVL. Played with the Bulls. He also played with Milwaukee to end his career. Eight-time all-defensive player.
Richo. Norm Van Litt.
Also known as the Storm, per basketball reference. Good job, mate. Well done. Next one up. This guy won a title in 1999 as a member of the San Antonio Spurs. His nickname is Mercy Mercy, one of his nicknames. Played primarily with the Portland Trailblazers, where he's a legend.
Joel. Jerome Kersey?
Well done, mate. It is Mercy Mercy Jerome Kersey, indeed. Good job, mate. Let's move
Never
on.
Heard that one. Never heard that one.
Haven't
this
you?
This is awesome, man. I love it.
Good to hear, mate. I like that. He's also known as Romeo, apparently, and Jerome Crazy. There's some incredible nicknames that are on here on Basketball Reference that I haven't even heard of before. Sadly, he passed away in 2015, aged just 52. This is number 15. This guy here is a two-time All-Star. He was an All-Rookie selection in 1998. He was not born in the USA, and his nickname is Big Z.
David.
David.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Well done, mate. Yeah, great pronunciation too. Zydrunas Ilgauskas. He actually didn't play what would have been his rookie season in 1997 with a foot injury. So his first season was 1998, the only time of his career, actually. He played all 82 regular season games. We've got another one wanting to join. Can you hear us, mate?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks.
What's your first name?
Yeah, it's Matt.
Matt, thanks for joining, mate. Player number 16 out of 30 is a four-time All-Star, two-time NBA champion. One of his nicknames, and I really love this one, is His Highness. Not His Airness, His Highness. Oh. He's a villain who's loved by those that support his team, and he's loathed by others.
What were his stats again?
Four-time All-Star.
David. Number 40, Bill Laimbeer.
Spot on, mate. Other names that he's got as per Basketball Reference include Lamb, of course, the Prince of Darkness, and Counterfeit Bill. Our next player is a Hall of Famer. He's a 12-time All-Star and a 5-time MVP. One of his nicknames, Whiskers, played in the 1950s through late 1960s. One of the all-time greats.
No, David.
David.
Bill Russell.
That is Bill Russell, indeed. So Whiskers is one of his nicknames, along with Russ, Willie, and Bill the Hill. So there you go, a couple of different ones there. Next player up is another Hall of Famer, 13-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA player. He's 6'5", shooting guard. He almost made it to 80 years of age, passed away in 2019. His initials are JH, and his nickname is Hondo.
Richo.
Oh, dear.
Matt. Gee, I think it was Joel.
Havlicek.
That is John Havlicek. Well done. Let's go straight to the next player. Another Hall of Famer. A 14-time All-Star. He's still going strong, aged 83. He played his entire career with the LA Lakers. His nickname is Zeke from Cabin Creek.
Richo. You said he played for the Lakers?
Played for the Lakers his whole career.
Oh, no, I was thinking of someone else.
David. Oh, Troy Elgin Baylor?
Not Elgin Baylor. You're on a similar timeline, but not Elgin Baylor.
Richo. Jerry West.
Yeah, the logo. Mm. Jerry West. If I had said the logo straight up, probably everybody would have jumped at it. But Zeke from Cabin Creek, Mr. Clutch, Cabin Creek Comet, and Tweety. This next player is another Hall of Famer. I'll just start off with his nickname, the Hoyer Destroyer.
Richo. Patrick Ewing.
Well done, mate. Good job. Other nicknames include Pat and Big Pat. Next player, two-time NBA champion, and he was the Finals MVP in 1981. He played primarily with the Boston Celtics.
David. Cedric Maxwell.
Which nickname?
I've gone blank on that.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Yeah. Good work. Thank you. Who said cornbread?
I snuck that one in. Joel.
Joel. Okay. Good job, mate. You've helped him out. As soon as I say this guy's nickname, he's got three that are known on Basketball Reference, but as soon as I say this one, you'll probably know straight away who it is. And I'm talking about nicknames here. His nickname is Horny.
David.
Richard.
Matt.
Oh, there we go. David's first.
Is it Jeff Hornacek?
That's Jeff Hornacek. Also known as, according to Basketball Reference, Scarecrow and the Paperboy. This guy, I actually had the pleasure to meet him in person in 2020.
He's a former guest of my podcast. He played primarily with the Milwaukee Bucks, where he's best known. His nickname is, or one of, is Speed Bump. And his initials are PM.
Richo.
Richo.
Paul Mokeski.
Yeah, good job, mate. It is Paul Mokeski. Very nice man. Met him and his wife in Las Vegas in 2020. This gentleman is a Hall of Famer, 12-time All-Star. He spent time in the ABA and NBA. His nickname is the Miami Greyhound. Another all-time great. Incredible scorer.
Joel.
George Gervin?
Not George Gervin. Good try, mate. Pretty close era-wise.
Hayden.
Hayden.
I'm just going to go with Oscar. Oscar Robertson.
Not the Big O, although that's another famous nickname.
Richo. His initial,
Richo, yep.
David Thompson.
Not David Thompson.
David. Dr. J.
That's not Dr. J. This guy, he was the Rookie of the Year in 1966, NBA champion in 1975. He's also been a guest on my podcast. His initials are RB. You either loved him or loathed him as a player. The Miami Greyhound. Going. Rick Barry.
Rick Barry. Yeah, loathed him. You're right.
I loved him, actually. He was fantastic on my podcast. He was a great guest, very laid back, and just spoke the truth. Next guy is another Hall of Famer. He's a 16-time All-Star. He has quite a range of nicknames. The one I'll go with on here, though, is Black Moses. He played in the ABA and NBA as well. Most widely known as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Matt. Moses Malone.
Not actually Moses Malone. It's actually not Moses Malone.
Richo. Dr. J.
Yes, it's Dr. J. Julius Erving, also known as the Doctor, the Claw, Little Hawk, Doc, and Julie, if you can believe that. Next player is another Hall of Famer. He's a 9-time All-Star. His nickname is the Chief.
David.
Oh, Matt got there first.
Robert Parrish.
Good job, mate. Well done. It is the Chief, Robert Parrish. His other nickname apparently is Slim. Next player is a 3-time NBA champion. He's 7 feet tall, played from the late 1970s into the mid-1990s, where he finished his career as a member of the Chicago Bulls. His nickname is Buddha or Buddha.
David.
How you want to pronounce it? I think it was David.
Yeah, James Edwards.
James Edwards. Well done, mate. Everybody was all over that one. Good work. Next one up, also a Hall of Famer. He only got inducted in 2019. Almost a 7-footer. Played his career in Seattle and Milwaukee. His nickname is Goldilocks.
Richo. Jack Sigma.
Oh, you're on the money, mate. This is your wheelhouse. Jack Sigma. This guy here recently made NBA news. He played from 1994 through 2006. And his nickname is Nick at Night.
David.
Richard.
David.
Nick Van Exel.
Yeah, good job, mate. Nick Van Exel, obviously better known as Nick the Quick, 1-time All-Star, All-Rookie selection in 1994.
Assistant coach of the Hawks.
Yeah, just recently named one of the assistants with Atlanta. So that's great to see him back at the highest level. Our last one. This guy is a Hall of Famer. He is almost 70 years of age. I met him for about 1 minute last year. 5-time All-Star. His nickname is the Secretary of Defense, or Defense, depending on pronunciations. He was an NBA champion in 1983 with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Richo.
Matt.
Richo.
Bobby Jones.
Good work. It is indeed Bobby Jones. That's excellent. That's all 30 names, guys. Thank you, each and every one of you, for joining in.
Some of those nicknames definitely came from the cocaine era of the NBA.
Yeah, there were some interesting ones in amongst it for sure. Anybody else wanted to add anything before we wrap it up? But thanks again for just taking part. I appreciate your time tonight.
No, thank you for putting it together.
Beautiful, mate. No, I love it.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening. I welcome your interaction with the show. Tap the microphone icon on my website to send me a voicemail. You can suggest discussion topics or guests you'd like to hear conversations with. Worldwide, the show has 182 ratings on Apple Podcasts with an average of 4.5 stars, with 96 reviews across all providers. Thanks for your continued support. If you had a review, I'd love to read it out on a future episode. Your ratings and reviews are one of the best ways to support the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please tell your basketball-loving friends about it. Word-of-mouth recommendations are truly worth their weight in gold. Stay up to date with my podcast and subscribe to my free NBA history newsletter. You'll receive exclusive details on upcoming episodes, future guests to appear on the show, and more. Sign up via my website or simply email me, inallairness@gmail.com. You can follow my show in various ways. Search In All Airness, three words, on your listening app of choice. The show is available on most platforms. Check the podcast archive for plenty more episodes with a great range of guests. My Instagram and Twitter handle is @InAllAirness. Search In All Airness on YouTube and Facebook too. Join me next time for another edition of the show.